Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence, and in that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
The referendum was declared illegal. Many of them didn't turn out to vote. And this is their opportunity now that there is actually the possibility, or the Catalan government is talking about declaring independence. This is their chance now to articulate their desire to remain within Spain.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. United States has temporarily halted all non-informant immigrant visa applications from Turkey. An embassy statement did not clarify the reasons for which it is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. Last week, Turkey arrested a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, accusing him of regular communication with alleged leading members of what Turkey has deemed a terrorist network. At least 7 people were killed, dozens injured in the Ghanaian capital Accra after an explosion at a fuel distribution site. Cause of the blast not immediately known. Ghana has experienced several such blasts in recent years, including one in June of 2015 that left more than 150 dead. This is VOA News. Iran has warned the United States against designating the Iranian Revolutionary Guards as a terror group by saying it would put the U.S. military at risk in the region if more sanctions were imposed by the U.S. on Tehran. We asked Ian Lustig, Middle East scholar at the University of Pennsylvania, for his read on this new development and the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
This was a statement, I believe, made by the head of the Revolutionary Guards. It was not made by the supreme leader or by the president, but by the organization that's most concerned that it will be named a terrorist organization as a result of imposed sanctions. It is a credible threat not to resume nuclear development, but to escalate and accelerate missile development and to threaten American ships as if they were at war with Iran.
Meantime, President Trump plans to declare in the coming days that Iran is not in compliance with the 2015 international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons and then give Congress 60 days to decide whether to renew economic sanctions against Tehran. At least 12 Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. More than 500,000 people so far. Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state for Bangladesh since late August. Analysts and rights workers say such Rohingya militants attacked Myanmar security forces in August. The military has carried out a brutal crackdown, burning villages, killing women and children as they fled. UN has called the military crackdown about as much they can say as ethnic cleansing. Tensions remain high between the U.S. and North Korea. Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his nuclear program is a powerful deterrent, firmly safeguarding peace and security on the Korean Peninsula, but Japan Forum strategic studies analyst Grant Newsham tells VOA the real purpose is to guarantee the survival of the Kim regime.
He sees it as a safeguard to being removed the way Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi were. His statements about it being a sort of a guarantor of peace and stability in the region, of course, should be taken with a large grain of salt.
Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un elevated his sister, Kim Yo-jong, to an alternate position as a member of the ruling Politburo, the top decision-making body. He also promoted 2 leading members of the North's missile program and Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.